This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Minnesota's Attorney General upgrades charges against one former Minneapolis police officer and files charges against the three other former officers in the death of George Floyd. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is now charged with unintentional second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter for kneeling on George Floyd's neck before he died on May 25th. Three other now former officers, Thomas Lane, Jay Leung, and Tu Tao, have all been charged with aiding and abetting Chauvin. Ellison says he can't talk much about the case.
Our job is to seek justice and to obtain a conviction, not to make statements in the press, but to do our talking in court.
If convicted, each of the four could face up to 40 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire.
As major protests over Floyd's death continue across the United States, the defense secretary says active duty military members should not be used to quell unrest. Demonstrators and activists have peacefully taken to the streets in large numbers after George Floyd died. And in some cases, protests have led to destruction, fires, and looting. Floyd's arrest was captured on cell phone video and showed an officer with a knee on his neck for nearly 9 minutes before he died. Secretary Mark Esper said Wednesday he does not support invoking the Insurrection Act to deploy active duty forces to control the protests, something President Donald Trump has suggested in recent days. Esper said using active duty troops as law enforcement should only be used in the most urgent and dire situations, adding, "This is not one of those situations." From Washington, this is VOA News. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper has abruptly reversed an earlier decision to send some active duty troops home from the Washington, D.C. region. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
1,300 troops had been sent here as protests turned violent. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy tells the AP the Pentagon decided this morning to send home about 200 of them. Hours later, he was told Esper reversed the decision after a visit to the White House. It's unclear if Esper talked with President Trump while there. There's growing tension between the Pentagon and the White House about the military response to the protests. This morning, Esper had tamped down the president's threats to use active duty troops to dominate the streets.
The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort.
McCarthy says he thinks the shift on sending some home is to ensure there is enough capability on hand in case violence flares up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top United Nations human rights official called on U.S. leaders Wednesday to, quote, condemn racism unequivocally, end quote, and take actions that truly tackle inequalities in the country. In a statement, Michelle Bachelet cited, quote, credible reports of unnecessary and disproportionate use of force, end quote, by law enforcement officers. She decried the unprecedented assault on journalists, citing at least 200 reported incidents during protests. She called on U.S. authorities at all levels to ensure journalists can do their work, quote, free from attacks or repression, end quote. As large crowds gather amid protests in the United States, concern grows the coronavirus will spread, creating more clusters of infection as states reopen their economies. The director of Northwestern University's Institute for Global Health wonders if everyone has suddenly forgotten the country is dealing with a dangerous pandemic, telling VOA, quote, COVID doesn't care about politics. It just likes to jump from person to person, so you are putting yourself at risk, end quote. Experts say understanding how the recent unrest in the U.S. will impact the spread of the virus won't be immediate. With more than 1.8 million coronavirus infections, the U.S. has more cases than anywhere else in the world. There have been more than 107,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. Worldwide, more than 6.4 million people have been infected, and more than 383,000 of them have died. Nearly 2.8 million people worldwide have recovered from the respiratory illness. Wednesday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended a new test and trace system designed to stop a second wave of coronavirus infection amid criticism about a lack of transparency. The system launched in England last week to coincide with the easing of lockdown restrictions. It uses an army of 25,000 tracers to contact people who may have been exposed to the virus. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.